AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, a prominent Democrat formally rebuked for comments made several years ago about investigations into Donald Trump's ties to Russia.
In a rowdy scene, the House has voted along party lines to censure California Representative Adam Schiff. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy summoned Schiff to the well of the House floor as he read the reason why Schiff was censured.
For misleading the American public.
McCarthy says investigations into Schiff's actions will continue.
The Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
Before the vote, Schiff said,
"You who are the authors of a big lie about the last election must condemn the truth tellers, and I stand proudly before you."
Schiff becomes the 25th House lawmaker to be censured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescuers are hoping noises they've been hearing from the depths of the North Atlantic over the past 2 days lead them to the submersible Titan. It vanished Sunday with five people aboard on its way to the Titanic wreckage site. Meantime, Julie Walker reports safety concerns had been raised about the sub.
In a 2018 engineering report, OceanGate's Director of Marine Operations, David Lockridge, said the submersible needed more testing and passengers might be endangered when it reached extreme depth. That prototype is different from the Titan that's now missing. The Marine Technology Society had also criticized the prototype for safety reasons. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical storm Brett is growing stronger. Islands in the eastern Caribbean are bracing for torrential rainfall and possible landslides and flooding. And in Washington state, court documents indicate a man accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding several others at a music festival over the weekend told police he'd taken psychedelic mushrooms and believed the world was ending. He's facing murder and other charges. This is AP News. Families are pushing for full school days for children with disabilities.
12-year-old Chloe Warren in Oregon has been diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and an anxiety disorder at school.
She was having autism outbursts, and she threw a desk at a teacher and was fighting with a student.
Her mom, Alyssa, says Chloe now goes to school one day a week for 2 hours. It means less time with a friend.
I miss her a lot, and even though we have each other's phone numbers and she just got her phone, we don't really get to talk.
Chloe's mom is suing the school district. David Bateman with the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development says obligations aren't being met.
There are kids who are not receiving an appropriate education, but there's also not a way of monitoring whether these kids are receiving an appropriate education.
Schools say these moves can be necessary to keep students and teachers safe. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.